And we are live.
We are live.
Rise and Grind, episode 12. Mm-hmm. This one is titled, The Problem Is You. Perry Worth.
Talanis Morissette.
You can call me Talon, that's fine.
Talonius the Great, what is it?
Talonius. God Emperor Talonius.
God Emperor Talonius the Great, Junior.
And it was Trusty Knight Perry.
Yes.
That's all I get.
My squire.
Squire.
Good morning, guys. We got a couple joining us already.
So what are we talking about today?
Talking about The Problem Is You. I feel like, at least, especially in my own journey, I've gotten in my own way a little bit too much. And I think that's the same case with a lot of people, whether or not it's some behavior that you believe that you can't break, or a habit that you believe you can't get rid of, or for some psychosomatic reason why you can't accomplish your goals.
Right, because a lot of times you'll just be chugging along and you'll be doing great, and then you'll start realizing, like, you know, this isn't working. Why isn't this working? Mm-hmm. And you try to fix all the external things, right? You start shifting blame to people, to situations, to everything around you.
I call that projection.
Yeah. But you shift to everything around you, but you forget to look at where everything starts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's starting with you.
Absolutely.
You know, I think we talked about ownership the other day, and we even gave away Jocko Willink's
ultimate,
we didn't give away his ownership book, but we talked about ownership a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And this deal's a great part about it, is taking ownership for why things aren't working. Always starts with yourself.
Definitely. And part of that is recognition. You know, when things aren't going right, take a step back and saying, is it, like, you know, is it me? A lot of this comes from, you know, smokers. You know what I mean? Smokers, they have health goals. They want to quit or whatever. But they don't, it's something that they can't break. It's like, oh, I started when I was 13. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no changing it. Or, you know, even when it comes to, like, people who are dieting, they don't want to admit that their, you know, soda addiction is an addiction.
Yeah.
So I think you have to look at what is going on that is your fault. What are you doing that is getting out of your way? And then, you know, realizing that.
Yeah. So it looks like, man, we got a lot of, people on here. Heather, we have Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Adam, RJ. Thanks for joining, guys. Hope you guys have your Fiddleheads coffee this morning. P.S. If anyone knows anyone at Fiddleheads, we're looking for a coffee sponsorship, but only from Fiddleheads, maybe other places.
We'll take all the coffee you got, really.
But, you know, a good, you know, outside of health, this plays a huge part in business. So not necessarily that this has happened, but for example, you know, if something goes wrong in kids' class, right, and I were to see it and you were teaching it,
mm-hmm.
I could either A, blame you for it.
Okay.
I could blame the kid for it, or I could take ownership and say, hey, I didn't prepare you for that situation.
Definitely.
How could I take ownership of this and prepare you for that situation, others in the future, right? So just a good example of, like, you know, the problem could potentially be myself.
Yeah.
Could you have messed something up? Sure.
Right. Yeah.
It happens, but it trickles down, and, you know, I can fix me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more difficult for me to fix you, or mm-hmm. for me to fix a external situation that's around me.
And I've definitely experienced that firsthand with the kids. It's when I didn't teach something well enough. I wasn't explicit in the way that I wanted them to practice.
You're terrible. Why aren't you getting this technique?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where your head wants to go at first. Your head wants to go, like, oh, these kids have too much sugar or something. Like, they're not paying attention. And then it comes down to, no, Talon, you are not teaching the armbar from guard in a way that a 7-year-old can understand it.
Yeah.
And you realize that, and you come back and you recoup and you try again. But recognition is the first step in that, because otherwise you just hammer on, you know, you can hammer on what is it? Beat a dead horse
with a stick.
Sounded good.
Is that the way? You have to beat it with something. I just figured a stick is the most polite.
But once we've recognized it, Once we've ran malware bytes and we've isolated all the
you're a nerd.
We've isolated
and all a the, PC owner, obviously,
of the faulty software.
So malware bytes like cleans up viruses and stuff.
Well,
and,
yeah, it picks them out, it isolates them,
good,
and it makes them really easy to get rid of. And that's what you're doing with recognition, of recognizing the problems in your PC. And then you can change whatever you can. Delete those faulty files. It is on you, and you can change it. You have to take ownership of those problems. You have to take action on those problems.
Absolute ownership.
If you want to achieve your goals. And that's, you know, it's going to be an if. And that kind of leads me to a point that I don't know. Is it okay to plug Ben Askren?
Yeah.
On here.
Oh, but by the way, we have it in from Heather. It's just beat a dead horse.
There's no with a stick.
No implements.
Okay. Okay.
I like
got sticks. It. Okay. We're using it sick. But Ben Askren on his AWA page has a awesome Mental Mondays where he goes through a little like mental coaching thing.
Yeah. If you guys don't know Ben, he's a national champion wrestler from Wisconsin. I think he graduated around similar time as me, I think a year or two before. Bellator champion, is one of the best.
Currently in one.
One of the best athletes, grapplers,
yeah,
whatever.
He's awesome.
There.
He's awesome. But he says he had this one that really, I sat there and I couldn't stop watching it. I was about to take a shower. I was actually sitting there just in a towel just watching this because it was awesome. But it was, you're going to find a reason or you're going to find an excuse. Not that I was just sitting in a towel watching Ben Askren talk, but
hopefully he doesn't see this.
You find a reason how you're going to accomplish your goals, or you find an excuse as to why you can't. And that's going to be the bottom line. And he was talking about how he didn't feel like he was a great wrestler, but he wanted to be a great wrestler. And he had to take a step back. He says, well, how am I going to get this done? Right? So if you're having struggles changing things about yourself, realize that you're either going to find an excuse as to why you don't have to change yourself and you're never going to accomplish your goals, or you find a reason why you're going to change yourself and why you're going to accomplish your goals.
Yeah, and give yourself those reasons, right? Mm-hmm. If you start with all the right reasons why you're doing a goal, and you know, if you watch our goal setting episode, you're going to have those reasons because you did it properly.
Mm-hmm. All goals are reason based,
and then it's all execution from there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's people roadblock themselves with these excuses, and especially the external excuses, and blaming the world around them. Where once you take ownership, you really take control,
mm-hmm.
And that's what we're really looking to do is just taking control of our lives and taking control of, you know, where we want to be and what we want to do. Mm-hmm. We can't just be walking around blaming everything.
Yeah, waiting for something to fall into our lap. Good things come. Good things don't come to those who wait. Good things come to those who work for them.
I heard a really good analogy, and some of my friends are going to get this one. But as an adult and looking at a kid, right, a kid's walking down the street and, you know, they trip in a pothole and they fall, right? The kid just fell.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They don't have an excuse that they fell. They just fell. Right. Mm-hmm. As an adult, if you're walking down the street and you step in that pothole, you're blaming the pothole. You're not blaming yourself for not seeing it. Right. You
darn government
blame on everything else besides yourself. Yeah. The child just doesn't.
Like, oh, I should have watched out for that giant hole in the ground.
Exactly.
Definitely. I'd start right mourning and griping about taxes and how they're not going to fix the roads or whatever. And
for sure.
That's a very great analogy. Very great analogy. Now, how do you recognize when you're the problem? What are some strategies that you can think of?
I do this a lot in a lot of situations, is taking a step back and becoming an external viewer of the situations, right?
Yeah.
Not even third party, but try to get the global view of the situation. Mm-hmm. So not, you know, myself looking at you, not me putting myself in your shoes, but, you know, taking a step back, almost like be that floating ghost in the air
who's
overseeing everything and really take a look at it.
And once you recognize that, you know, ownership is what this is all about, a lot of times I just start with myself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what can I fix first to make this better?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then I'll start branching out to
your teammates,
my teammates or external things, but it just starts with you.
Yeah. And now, could you say that doing everything yourself rather than having help could have an effect on this?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things that I needed to work on, that I recognized that I needed to work on, like, the last 8 months or whatever, was I tried to do everything myself. Like, you know, I was teaching a lot of the classes here by myself. It was hard for me to put trust in other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought they couldn't do it as well as me, or I would have to spend too much time to do it. It wouldn't be worth it. But, you know, putting trust in others was a big thing that I had to overcome to, you know, take ownership of myself to that I could actually do that and mm-hmm. put trust in other people and create my team and give my team the tools that they need to succeed.
Yeah.
Wow. That was just... It's really hard for some people sometimes. Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of people just operate by themselves. It's hard for asking for help.
I'm an all the work, all the glory type of person. I think that's just how my ego works. Like, yeah. I'm okay, like, you know, overloading myself if I get all the credit. You know what I mean? And that's kind of like, you know, it's not a good personality trait, but it is a personality mm-hmm. trait that I struggle with sometimes. so... I think definitely putting in you and my girlfriend, Sophia, have done a lot to help me with that, where I can accept the help and ask for it when I need it and look to my role models and my team for ways to get around my challenges. And I think that's another way that you're getting in your own way for the listeners, is you aren't asking for help.
Yeah, trying to do everything yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do everything yourself. It's impossible. And you also don't have the skills to do everything yourself.
You don't.
Right? You have a different skill set. We were talking about team, right? You have a different skill set than mine,
mm-hmm.
and your skill set likely complements my skill set.
That's why we're teammates. That's what you have to do. It's your Pokemon team, right?
Pokemon.
You have all fire types. One water type's going to come through and blow up your whole team.
I'm helping you to get your goal. Your goals. You're helping me to get to my goals.
That's the plan.
Symbiotic.
That's the life. Could you imagine if everyone you surrounded yourself with, which I try to, only helped to grow you?
Yeah.
This would be a good time.
And Adam brings up a good point that a lot of times trust can create setbacks, right? Trust in other people in these situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe when you're younger, you didn't have the right team, yep. and you trusted someone to do something and they didn't have any follow through with it, or they didn't help you out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get over that. Now that you guys know how to create your team, and you're creating your team of people who are excited for you, you're creating your team of people who want to help you, you're going to be able to trust them as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, it's kind of getting over yourself.
Yeah.
Getting over yourself so you can allow yourself to trust other people again.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely true. It's easy to get jaded these days. It's easy to get, you know, to kind of want to shelter yourself in and block yourself off from other people because you get burned. And then, but letting go and trusting is a huge way of getting out of your own way.
Yeah, definitely. It's the right people in your life. Well, excellent.
Yeah.
Episode 12. The problem is you. It's not always going to be you, but it's definitely a good place to start.
Yeah. It's always the starting point.
Taking ownership, recognizing it, changing what you can change, changing what's in control.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing it right, you know, it's all in control if you're taking ownership of it.
Even the other people in your life are really in your control. You can craft your team, right? You can choose who you're going to. If you're going to that one friend who you always is like kind of like letting you down, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's your choice to keep trusting them.
For sure.
It's your choice to stay in that relationship.
I know you guys who listen to this all the way through, you know, you're going to start there. A little bit, just small shift in mindset
mm-hmm.
is all it takes.
So I do believe that we had a call out, right? We're asking our listeners to drop some to see what they want to talk about.
Yeah, let us know. Drop us a comment. Shoot us a message on Facebook or email or whatever it may be. We want to know what you guys would like to hear us talk about.
Yeah, our team is pretty big. We've got some pretty cool guys in it. So we source all of our topics from a bunch of different really cool people, and we get a lot of advice and stuff from that. So pretty much anything you can think of, drop a line, and we'll see if we can't cover it on Rise and Grind.
Awesome. Share this with your friends. Tag them. Share likes, hearts. Leave us a review on podcasts. Watch us on YouTube, whatever it may be. Again, episode 12, The Problem Is You. Thanks for joining in. It's Perry and Talon, Rise and Grind. Neutral Ground Grafton.
See ya.